once, hear me twice. Hear the song of the humans cry. If I should love before I die. Hear me once, heard me twice. Is love and loss, or do we try? Hear me once, heard me twice. It's a curious thing, isn't it? A curious form we take with ourselves, with others. A form we don't recognize. Or maybe we do, sometimes. It's the changing that takes place. The changing of ourselves, the changing of the other, one seemingly ebbing and flowing into the other, and yet separate, nonetheless. The separation needs to happen, one way or another. If there is no separation to begin with, how will we ever come together? To form a union. To be ourselves and yet another form of ourselves, another form of human. And to become that form with another. To lose ourselves would be a great disservice, I think. The loss of self is the loss of another. To lose oneself is the loss of another. We can do so without realizing and not seem to mind, not seem to know what is happening until it is gone. A part of you with that person. It's not a sad thing, really, but rather a realization. And knowing that one cannot be without the other, but one cannot be with another without first being with themselves. Moving on. Easier said than done. But easier all the same. Easier knowing yourself. Because it's easier knowing yourself than to have another to blame. Knowing yourself. Truly knowing yourself. They say you can never truly know someone. It takes time. It can take years. So does that in fact also apply to you, to me, to ourselves? Interesting. Interesting complexities of a mind that overthinks, that analyzes themselves for being themselves. To connect, disconnect, and reconnect again, over and over again and again, over and over again and again and again. But can this ever be done? Will we ever truly be present? And are we then ever truly being ourselves? Will we ever truly know ourselves? Digital worlds, physical worlds, how can it be the same? How can this be connection? Moving on. How can we ever move on with all these distractions, all these connections, disconnections, reconnections, all these miscommunications, these missing pieces, this lack of commitment, lack of consistency, a commitment to our peace? But how will we ever reach peace if we can't reach it together? reach it within ourselves. Stars can shine, universes could sing, but how would we ever hear it? Trees can collide, bluebells could ring, but how could we ever know it? This connection, this peace, this oneness. If we're so constantly disconnected from love, from ourselves. They say love happens when two people, living their own lives and being their own people, come together and form a space. A space where they can meet, where they can come together, separate and yet together. But where does that separation end, and where does the togetherness begin? Where does that connection lie? Learn to love, to see, to cry. Love is not the same as time, but once it's found, I hope it's mine. Relief, it says to those who will hear it. You haven't even seen the best of it yet. Relief to know you found yourself near it. You haven't even been the best version of it yet. Hear me once, hear me twice. Hear the song of the human's cry. If I should love before I die. Hear me once, heard me twice. Is love in loss, or do we try? Is love in loss, or do we try? Hear me once, heard me.